Hello everyone and welcome to Bulbacast episode number 13. I am TSS Killer, of course. Pretty good show for you tonight. We have two special guest call-ins and AG175 discussion, some E3 discussion coming up, as well as some news from KoroKoro and other tidbits that we'd like to talk about. First of all, I'd like to introduce everybody here tonight. We have Archaic Bulba Garden Webmaster.
Hey everyone.
PPN Steve, Pokemon Hellas Network.
Hey everyone, how's it going?
And hi, everyone's favorite BMG mod.
Hey, everybody.
And we're going to get right to it, shall we? We're going to start with the E3 discussion, so let's go on it right away. Hello, winner.
Yes, I'm here.
We're going to do some E3 news here.
All right.
Okay. So.
Hi, and welcome to Bulbacast.
Hi.
Yes. Hello, Wender. Welcome to Bulbacast 13. I'm going to have you on as a special guest.
All right.
We're going to talk about Diamond and Pearl and E3 news here.
Okay.
So, first order of business, E3. And what types of information did you find out at E3, Wender?
Well, basically, Pokemon Mysterious Dungeon Blue was announced as getting an autumn release, I'm pretty sure about.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
And
what about Red?
They didn't really mention anything about Red.
Oh, really? Dang it.
I heard that Red wasn't on the show floor, but I know it was in that initial keynote speech.
It was. And yeah. It's going to be released at the same time Blue is.
Okay, good.
It wasn't mentioned a lot because they weren't pushing any GBA games at all.
Yeah.
In fact, it was the only GBA title mentioned by Nintendo at E3.
I was just wondering if they've actually managed to fix that save game issue with the Mysterious Dungeon. Did you guys hear about that?
Didn't announce it, unfortunately.
Basically, when you had Mysterious Dungeon Blue in your DS and you had a GBA game besides Mysterious Dungeon Red in your DS at the same time.
Yes.
The Mysterious Dungeon Blue tried to access the GBA cut, see what it was and see if it was Red, and in doing so it would accidentally erase the information. Yeah, in Japan they offered a free trade-in, supposedly, to fix the issue in Blue, but I don't know if that was ever fixed in the code base. I mean,
I'm going to imagine it is.
Yeah, I'd imagine it was, but you don't know. They could... I can't remember if it was fixed, if they said, when we fix it, we'll do this trade-in thing.
Mm.
I can't remember which of those it was. I mean, if it wasn't fixed, they could simply cover their bases by throwing a big thing at the beginning of the manual saying, do not have other GBA games plugged into your DS while you have Pokemon Mysterious Dungeon Blue in your DS.
Okay, Mysterious Dungeon. Ranger?
They didn't really mention anything about Ranger at E3.
Okay.
That's a pity.
Yeah,
or Diamond and Pearl.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it was a PDF about Ranger on Nintendo's press site, though, wasn't there?
Yes.
The press site is
updated with all three games, first day of E3.
Okay. We do at least know the release date.
We have the release date for just the dungeon games.
Okay.
The Ranger is still to be determined.
The live coverage was done by G4, and what you got to understand is that G4 is not a big Pokemon crowd.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to give huge coverage to it.
Right.
You would have thought a gaming blog would at least mention it, though.
Yeah, I wish they would, but it's very unfortunate.
Well, Nintendo.com had a kind of ongoing E3 thing going on, and it wasn't mentioned there either.
Well, one other thing we should probably mention with E3 is Pokemon in another game, Smash Brothers Brawl.
Yeah.
Very
interesting. Great looking preview they showed.
I have to admit, I'm not really a Pokemon user in Smash Brothers, but I'm hoping they do expand the roster of available Pokemon, because, I mean, I did not enjoy Pichu. I've never been able to get the hang of Jigglypuff, and Mewtwo seemed like a clone of Ganondorf. So,
well, yeah. Just the big thing at E3 for Pokemon fans is the Wii and the possibility that we'll probably get a nice new game for it eventually.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Throwing Pokeballs and such.
Yeah, you're taking advantage of the Wii controller, et cetera, et cetera.
Though you've got to admit, the first use any of them are going to think of when it comes to the Wii controller is Capture Wand.
Yeah, something Ranger-esque.
Yeah.
Maybe the Ranger game will be ported to the Wii.
Well, no, there'll be a Wii version of it, maybe kind of combining Ranger tactics with other...
Maybe it'll be in a 3D environment instead of a 2D.
Right, you know, kind of... Yeah. Kind of like...
be nice if they have a first-person perspective on it, because...
actually, it would.
Because, like, because
you're going to turn Pokemon into a first-person shooter?
Well, no. We're not going to turn into first-person shooter, but we're going to turn into a...
Okay, first-person adventure.
Yes, a first-person adventure. Be interesting like that, because, you know, the technology has really improved over the past 5 years, and I think that is possible.
There haven't been many first-person adventure games. I mean... You could maybe say the Metroid Prime series is, but that's a bit debatable.
Right.
Sitting somewhere between adventure and shooter. But besides that, how many real first-person adventure games have there been?
Not many.
Was Myst a first-person adventure?
Probably. A few games in
I
the...
I don't... First You've person? Got a few... Wasn't it third person?
No, I think... Myst was first. There were definitely a few other games like Myst that were first person, so you've got things like that. But how many years has it been since they've been all over the place?
Yeah, everything's third person now.
Yeah.
It's been about...
Unless
you're
it's a first
down
person
at your
shooter.
Character or something.
Yeah.
And I don't care for that. I'd love to see a first person Pokemon game.
It's been about 10 years since the last real inception of first person adventure games. Myst was, I believe, 1997. 1996?
Pretty close.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It's due, and the new Wii... God, I hate that name. New Wii is
I don't mind
pretty
it.
Good.
Wii!
Pretty good. Wii! Oh, God. Pretty
I
good.
I on it. It's a better tongue than
it.
The other one.
You know, the controller is cool, and people were freaking on it, you know?
Right.
I'm not.
Have really you seen the one. Video of the queue at E3 for
yes.
Nintendo?
Nintendo pretty much stole the show.
Oh, yeah. I loved watching the Sony executives on that video just looking at the Nintendo line
and going,
smashing their fists against the railing in frustration.
Oh, no doubt. We learned also that Manaphy is not going to be directly obtainable in Diamond and Pearl.
Oh, that was always a given, I think.
You think? I don't know.
I always think it would be just like Jirachi. You'd need a ticket for it or something.
Well, actually, it's a trade thing. Have permission or something. But, yeah. You know what they didn't give us information-wise?
What?
Starters.
Hmm. Interesting.
That's a good point. They didn't, did they?
No.
Either they're not finished yet,
well,
or they weren't
they're...
shown them, or they want to keep them secret for some
That's
reason.
What I'm thinking.
Probably the secrecy.
Wouldn't they want to debut them on the anime?
Yes.
You would think they might, but...
Well, they're going to finish Battle Frontier well before Diamond and Pearl are released. Assuming
yeah,
they're released.
I see some Ranger crap coming in there. I'll just fill it up.
Oh, okay, point. They'll have
maybe
a small
leading,
Ranger arc.
Maybe leading to this, and that brings in, you know, back brings us back to the road to Diamond and Pearl on the Ranger name.
Here's a quick question. Going back to the Gold Silver era, did we actually know what the starters would be before the game was... released
yes,
in Japan?
We did.
We did?
Yes.
Yeah, actually.
Was released in Japan?
Yes.
On all the games since first two, we've known pretty
much. I actually remember...
I know we've known before they were released in English version, that's obvious, but
whoa.
I'm not sure in Gold, Silver, Crystal we knew before they were released in Japan.
In October 1999, Electronic Gaming Monthly actually gave the stats for all three starters.
Yes, I think I had that issue somewhere.
Okay.
And
it,
I know I'm going to...
It was released. What month?
October 99.
I think I had.
Well, that settles that then.
Yep. So moving right along.
Over 99.
Moving right along. I think it's. I think now that we know that it's coming out September 18th, was it?
You said in Japan, yeah.
Yes, September 18th in Japan.
Oh.
Then we should be up to at least either AG 200 or we're going to start a new series now.
AG 200. Sounds like a good number to end AG on.
Yeah, because right now we're at 175, 25 episodes from now. So figure 26 weeks, which is about 6 months.
A half a arc, basically.
Well, H200 will be sometime in November, though. So they're probably going to debut it sometime before then.
Mm.
So, yeah.
So is there anything more on the scan?
And then it took him about 5 days to write it because he didn't have to do plot.
Well, I was a bit surprised that they were using the Big Head's Little Bodies model. I was expecting more Ranger character models, but oh well.
I gotta say, I'm probably one of the few people not disappointed by that, because I like the original look.
I do too, personally.
I guess the Ranger look would have been good too, but quite frankly, it just feels so good and nostalgic or something. Something good when you see that same... When you see that same old style just cleaned up and looked made even nice and shinier and polished, stuff like that.
Hey, what's old is new.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the style really doesn't matter to me, just so long as the game is nice and expansive. And at least with this style, I know that there's plenty of room on that cart for a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and they didn't spend a lot of time coming up with a whole new style. I mean, even if space isn't an issue, what they spend their time doing is. Because if they're not working on new graphics and making everything nice, if they don't spend too much time on that, they can spend more time on making the game awesome. And that means a happy pie.
And happy pie is good pie.
Yes, it is.
This message has been sponsored by the Pie Bakers Association of America. We have no jurisdiction of what flavor pie is.
Mm-hmm. And you know that will not be edited out.
Oh, yes, I know.
What won't be edited out? His comment on me saying cream pie. Oh, dear.
Moving right along. Winner, thank you very much for your insight.
All right.
Okay, so let's move on.
Need Pokemon information? Hey, there's only one place to get it. Pokemon Palace Network. PPN has game cheats, game information, episode information, movie information. Remember, don't get your daily dose of Pokemon anywhere else. That's PokemonPalace.net.
Thank you very much, Winter, for calling in. We'll gladly have you again next time. Let's move right along to AG's 175 discussion, which, of course, is the Rocket Dan Disbands one. And for this segment, we are going to bring in Hobbs 2222, so let's welcome him. Hello, Hobbs. Welcome to BulbaCast 13.
Hi.
Be like discussing 175?
All right. So you can hear me, okay?
That's perfect, actually.
Hi.
And, interesting shipping situation in this episode.
Very.
Yeah, well, as with every episode that's focused on the rockets, there's always some sort of shippy thing in there. I guess that's pretty much a given when you've got an episode devoted to character development.
Right.
It still seems like a while since you've seen it like this, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I would notice, given that I'm a queer shipper, so it kind of made me ee when I saw it happen.
Yeah, I mean, I've traditionally been a normal rocket shipper, but even I have to admit that Kojiro is really whipped here.
Yeah, he's definitely
it's whipped. Obvious. even when he's with Yamato, he's whipped.
Oh, yeah, seriously.
So it's Kasaburo with...
Yeah, the guys got whipped. The girls were definitely still calling all the shots. And it was kind of weird to see like, Jesse kind of, it's like Cassidy kind of hitting on James, and Jesse kind of hitting on Butch, and it's like, and the guys were just like...
Yeah, why was Yamato hitting on Kojiro? I want to know that.
Because she wanted to upset Jesse. That's what I got.
Was that only it?
Yeah, she's
was that
one.
It? Or do the Neo Rockets have something to fear about?
No, I don't think so. I think it was just to tick off Jesse. I mean, maybe that's just my queer shipper, like, me ignoring some sort of blatant hint, but it really came off as, oh, you two are having some problems. Hey, James, why don't you come to me? Because I'm so much better. Jesse's like, grrr.
She kicks a random fire extinguisher on the floor.
Yeah. And later kicks Bush.
Rage.
Poor Butch. He did not deserve that kick.
Rocket rage.
Okay, so anyway. I also thought maybe it was just me, but I thought the ending was predictable. I mean, heck, I thought that cookie would break unevenly the first time they broke it apart. They never break anything apart easily. It always breaks into one big piece and two little pieces, and Jesse gets the big piece, and she's like, yeah, it's mine, and the other two boys try and kick her butt for it, but they don't succeed, Jesse.
Yeah, I have to admit, the ending was a little disappointing.
Yeah, because it totally contradicts what happened in the first.
But it was also predictable.
Yeah.
It's kind of
like a Simpsons episode. Everything gets messed up at the beginning. They go to the end. They fix their problems. Everything is normal. That's how I view it. It's kind of a Simpsons-esque plot. Everything goes back to the way they were.
But still. I was kind of surprised it didn't happen the first time. I was actually surprised they broke it apart evenly. And I was when Yath was like, oh, we share everything equally. I'm like, when have you ever shared anything equally?
What makes you think that memory was true or not just
well,
him?
Well, yeah, true.
Exaggerating
it. It was his exaggerated version of the memory.
Yeah, I know, but still. It was just like, I have never, ever, ever seen you guys share anything equally. What are you talking about?
It was still kind of tearful.
Yeah, it was touching. But that it was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Yes.
I also thought that it was kind of interesting that we got this flashback to when they were getting their Pokemon, when they were, like, just, like, lecturing the random rocket grunts. And, I mean, I don't know. Usually they don't do that in for no evident reason. Usually they have some sort of meaning behind it. So I was kind of confused that it came out here and now. Maybe this is a sign that we're going to be getting into the Diamond and Pearl season soon, and this one's going to be wrapped up rather quickly.
I mean, I could have predicted that this would have been wrapped up since I would say AG1. Let me see, AG1 146. I could
Which
tell
that
this was going to wrap. That was the ghost. Because from that point forward, there hasn't really been any. They haven't. The Rocket Gang has really never had much, much integration with the series anymore. You know, it's their presence is not becoming a aside. It's kind of becoming a background thing, not to the front burners. You know.
Well, that's simply because they're going through so many plot episodes so quickly, and you can't really have the Rockets turn up in plot episodes.
I'm kind of surprised how many good secondary character episodes we've gotten since then, especially ones involving Brock. I mean, on one hand, the writers love us, but on the other hand, there's the whole thing with the dubbing that make me like, no, don't, wait, save it for, like, just a little while longer, please. Make it so it'll be something that shows up in season 10, just... But anyway, but that's a completely different issue entirely. But yeah, the season has had, I mean, it's been a lot of plot episodes. The only thing is that there's been, like, the ones that aren't plot episodes have been really good. This has been an awesome season.
For the most part.
Well, yeah, there's been a few bad ones. Like, what the heck was up with that giant Caterpie that destroyed Tokyo? What the heck was up with that? I mean, they had
blatant parody on Godzilla.
I know it was a blatant parody, but still.
Gojira!
Anyway,
International copyright laws, sorry. That's not really the Godzilla, sorry.
It's just that, that one wasn't a good episode, but most of the episodes we've gotten have been quite excellent, I think. I mean, I've loved this season. It could be my favorite season, well, in general, overall. Anyway,
I think this episode was really to make up for the lack of Rocket
in the past few
episodes.
I
mean,
totally
we've got one episode coming up where they're going to have a big part from sounds of it, I think.
Which one?
The episode right after Battle Pyramid.
What was it
if
called?
I read that summary right, what, Team what? Rocket steals Haruka's ribbon case.
Oh, yes.
That's only how many episodes ahead now? Three?
Three or four. I forgot the number.
Something like that.
Yeah, three or four episodes ahead. Not far.
Not too far away.
But then you've got the Grand Festival, and really how much influence can the Rockets have there? I mean,
aside from crashing it or something.
Unless Musashi steals ribbons, and that's not going to happen because they know who won everything, she can't enter, and they're unlikely to want to help Harley just for the sake of helping him. So, really, I just see them sitting out the front selling fake bottle cap ribbons.
Now, this also begs the question. At this rate, the Grand Festival looks like it's going to be one of those three-part Hosos again. Just considering that,
is that a bad thing?
Not really. That's what I've been hearing, though, because...
But after the end of after the end of Grand Festival, what then? I mean, unless he's going to have to redo Battle Pyramid later, and really, I'd hope he would... Because with Battle Pyramid being the last one, only one episode devoted to it seems a bit wrong.
Wouldn't he continue on a little bit? Maybe go home for a while.
Probably going to find another. We're going to be in one of those 10 episode side arcs again.
Yeah.
Well, they'll transition him. They'll find a reason for him to go off and just start the Ranger arc.
Yeah.
If there is a Ranger arc.
Right. If there is.
Yeah,
they're going to have some kind of filler that will lead them into the Diamond and Pearl.
Unless they want to start the Diamond and Pearl arc right now and start the hype for the games.
And they could do that too.
Well, here's my prediction. We are going to be in the Diamond and Pearl region in August. That's my prediction.
Quick question.
Yes.
How long after or before the release of Gold and Silver in Japan... did the Japanese actually get episodes set in Johto?
Well, let's see.
Ooh.
The first airing of Johto, I believe, was midway through 1999.
Yeah.
Yes. And, let me see, the games did not come out until, was it September 99, October 99, somewhere in late 99, early 2000.
The episodes were before the game.
Well, yeah, it's obvious.
So we could easily go straight into a 10-episode transition arc and then straight to the new section before hit AG 200.
Yes.
Okay.
That's even if there is going to be an AG 200. I don't.
Well, yeah.
It depends.
We don't know at this point if they'll go that far.
We don't know what TV Tokyo is going to do about the AG situation. They might as well.
How many episodes did the original get to?
276.
Okay.
And now we're
unlikely that they'll continue this one just to get to that length, so...
Well, who knows? It depends on what TV Tokyo wants to do. If they want to scrap the series and go to rename it, they'll do it. If they want to continue...
I think they'll rename it.
Diamond Pearl
won't be there.
Diamond Pearl is probably going to be like 100+... Probably can guess that, so if you just kept AG, it'd probably go like 300+. Yeah. So
I mean, they only used Advanced Generation to go on. Hey, this is on Game Boy Advance, so I think we're gonna have a rename, but the question will be what the rename will be.
Pokemon,
I mean, can you fit D? Maybe.
Yeah, maybe Pocket Monster DS.
Well, yeah, I don't expect it to be DS, but it'll mention dual or double or...
Yeah.
I don't know, call it
double.
Have a spin-up, Pokemon Double Trouble, and just include the Rocket Band teams.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I'm pretty sure there'll be a rename of some sort.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we'll at least get to see a little bit of Ranger, though.
Well, there's going to have to be some sort of transition...
Yeah, they've got to have at least some sort of episode with Go-Go Dan. Unless Go-Go Dan are going to be in the movie, then their only chance to include Go-Go Dan in the anime is to put him in a filler arc. Wait a second, when does the next movie come out? How many weeks?
July something, isn't it?
Weeks to what?
How many weeks till the release of the new Pokemon movie?
The new movie will be out July 15th to 14th, either one.
One of them days.
So how many weeks away?
I would say...
8?
10 weeks.
Okay, 10 weeks. My prediction, we will finish Pokemon AG by then. That is when the renaming will occur. Remember how I pointed out a while back that that movie is not entitled Pokemon AG?
Right.
There's the new series name.
Very true. However, though, in the trailers, it still has Advanced Generation as the title card, as the logo, though. Which,
Huh? Well,
trailers are
not
trailers.
In the trailer I saw.
Saw one in the early trailers, so maybe that would have been...
Well, that was early. Everything changes. Things can change.
Yeah, look at the more recent... Look at the more recent trailers. They've renamed the movie. It's not a Pokemon AG movie, is it?
Let me tell you this. AG is not going to end in 10 weeks. You know what I know why? Baseball.
What?
Baseball is going to delay it a week. And by the time they get their act together by the movie, I do not think they're going to get it done nine episodes. I don't think they're going to.
Okay, well, wait. 9 episodes? We've got 3 episodes until Battle Pyramid. Sorry, no. We got... Nibby Gym, Battle Pyramid, the Mountain episode, Grand Festival, let's say that goes 2 more episodes, that's 6. Got another episode, let's wait, 7, 8, 9. If he's already finished Battle Frontier with the Battle Pyramid, then you've got 3 episodes of screwing around until a rename. You're traveling back, separating, yada yada. It could be done.
That could be your lead into why you have to go to the new area, etc.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that a new... We could have a rename to, like, Pokemon Ranger, and that's not exactly a rename, but a spin-off series that only lasts a limited amount of episodes until Diamond Pearl starts.
Maybe we'll drop May by then.
But if the Ranger arc, if they are going to rename it just to be Ranger arc, if it is going to be only, for like, 25 episodes, maybe what they're going to do is they're going to make it an adjacent series and not really... part of it, because they're not going to have the title changes for 25 episodes. That's not economical.
Yeah.
That isn't economical at all. So.
But they've already titled the movie.
Titling the movie and titling the series are two different things.
Yeah.
Not always.
Actually, it's a bit interesting. May is advanced. In the movie, as we
yes.
Yes,
but Advance, movie 6 came out after AG was created, after AG started. So that's not... So let's not get into that.
No, it's just that... Huh, what? Wait, say that again?
PPN said that the series name will change after
yeah.
the movie. That is not... that. And you said that the Jirachi movie. That is not true, because the Jirachi movie came around AG 20, and the series was already documented.
That movie was also named an Advanced Generation movie.
Yes, but the series already started. The series
doesn't
already...
matter when the series starts compared to when the movie's released.
Actually, does everything.
We're saying that the movies are named based on what series is going to run
at
or
that
is
point in time.
Running.
So those 3 episodes aren't necessary. The rename could take place then.
Yeah,
or a spin-off series could be shown
a month
then.
Of episodes before the movie come out.
Or perhaps
yeah.
or
no, that three episode. Gap, though, is what worries me, because that kind of implies that May is still going to be around after the change. They don't include characters in the movies after they're gone in the anime.
Right. So May is not getting her own series. She's
well,
going to be there.
That... Not necessarily. She's
well, right
not
away.
Going away straight away. If they've got an arc of Ranger stuff, then she could still go.
See, I would love to see a mini arc to transition us from normal through Ranger into Diamond and Pearl. That would be great. Mm-hmm. Sure, it would waste, 20-some-odd episodes and, 20-some-odd weeks, but it would be good to see.
One thing I think we should consider here, how many times have they changed the title card recently anyway?
Only In the entire AG series?
No, through Battle Frontier.
Through Battle Frontier?
How many times have we had different openings? How many different openings?
Two openings.
So I think there's three.
Only two? And we're up to three now. Up to three?
I think so.
Through Battle Frontier, we're up to three.
How so? Because you only have BF, Battle Frontier, and Spurt.
You're talking about the video that goes with it, too. Not the song.
Yeah.
Oh, Battle Frontier changes?
Yeah.
You're talking about 17 changes.
Okay.
What?
So, considering that, couldn't they change the opening just for 20 eps? And how long have we had that first Battle Frontier opening for?
Only
how many eps?
30.
Only 30?
Yes.
It's not like they haven't changed on small episode counts before. Hell, with most anime series, you get a change after every 13 eps.
Consider that most anime series are either 13 or 26, and a few of them are 52.
But even with the 52s,
even with
you usually get 3-4 openings.
Yeah.
Right. So it's definitely
I don't see that as impossible. Yeah.
There's a lot of things that could happen, you know, and at this point, it's anyone's guess.
Yeah, let me make this clear. Nothing is set in stone yet. So, if anything changes, we'll let you know.
Even if we get titles in advance, we're not going to know because, you know, we won't know until we actually physically see what they do.
Yeah. Unless they include it in the title.
Right.
And we've already got a whole bunch of possible theories here and no idea about which one or if any or it could be just something else completely.
I mean, we're going to be left guessing for quite a while yet.
We're going to be guessing for
at least
2 months.
Yep.
We're going to be guessing until July. That's my prediction. Because who knows? They might not do the Ranger. They might not. So, who knows?
He might just continue on. He'll go through Kanto again.
Yeah, perhaps.
And,
Or just...
Maybe you just redo the whole thing, you know? Kanto, Orange Island, Johto.
See, the context clues...
That would be interesting, too, because it'd be like, he'd been there before, now he's better. See what happens.
The context clues outside of the anime
differ.
But, like I said, it doesn't matter what they do. It depends on what TV Tokyo wants to do. The writers.
Right.
Because...
Quick question, going back to what we covered earlier with Diamond and Pearl, but could we actually identify the beginning town from those screenshots?
Because I think it was in the text somewhere. Somebody translated it.
Oh, okay. Is it a new region? Because I haven't been able to keep up with those translations.
I don't recognize the town names.
Okay.
So I'm assuming it's going to be a new region. What is the town called? I have it written down here somewhere. Sinnoh is the area. So I guess this is the Sinnoh area.
Okay.
Futaba Town.
Has anyone looked these up on a map of Japan yet?
No, I haven't.
I think Sinnoh is an actual region. I have to take a look. It should be an actual region because Kanto is a real... Kanto is a real...
It is, and it is actually called Kanto, unlike the rest.
Exactly.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, it could be made up, it could be real, it could be based on something real.
Yeah, because a couple of regions are based on the real Japanese region, so I wouldn't be surprised if there's an actual region.
Yeah, of course the map won't look anything like the real region, but still.
Yeah, but they're going to probably make it as close... Maybe they're going to make it as close as possible, so they're going to have to look up at some Japanese topology.
Yeah.
But it should be an interesting region nonetheless.
I just hope that the anime works into the way the game timing, you know, for the release of the game is. And it all works together like it used to in the past.
Right.
I really like the show when it was... semi-synced to the game.
Right.
And the gameplay and releases of the game.
Right.
It made playing the games a lot more fun.
Agreed.
Especially if you got stuck, and then the next anime, there's how you fix it.
Yeah, but yet again, the anime has really defined itself away, shied itself away from
really
the game.
It's good and bad.
Yeah.
Because now the anime has its own story arc and all that, and it's pretty good.
Very hard to follow.
It's all well developed and all that.
Yeah, it's yeah. All right, so let's wrap this up, shall we? And my quick wrap up for it.
I'm just looking at a Japanese site here, and I may be able to get the name of the Japanese region.
I believe someone actually already said that. It was like, I don't know. Let me check, but I'm pretty sure someone already got that.
Oh no. We know the name of the region. I'm just trying to find out where the hell in Japan it is.
Oh, the one that it's based on.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think we've got that one.
Background music analysis time. The three songs that really stood out in this episode are Mayumoki Roketo Dan, PSM, Pokemon Symphonic Melody again, and interestingly enough, the first time I've ever heard Nyasu no Uta as a background music since Kanto.
Yay. Awesome.
And I think that, and considering that Yoath was really was really focused in this episode, as all of the Rocket Gang members were in this episode, I think it was kind of fitting that they brought back that music, because it has that sort of tone where it's recollection.
Yeah.
And
there was a lot of that in this episode.
It was Meowth to the rescue for once.
Yes.
Overall, I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
me
it
too.
Was a nice episode.
Bad little parts aside, it was overall an enjoyable episode.
Indeed.
Great character development.
And I can't wait for next week's episode.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you already knew that. Anyway.
So, I think it's time to do the quick... And thank you very much, Hollis, for calling in, because we've always liked to have you as a guest. And
give a couple words on that episode?
All right, sure. Go right ahead.
Some reason, when all the Rocket members were battling all the trainers, that just, for some reason, reminded me of, like, the Saint Anne battle, where you had the whole Team Rocket.
We don't see the grunts. It's very true.
Right.
Except it's just, like, now it's just, like, one, each side has, like, one Pokemon, but instead of, like, a whole group of a single Pokemon, but still, it's just kind of, just kind of reminded me of that. I'm like, hey,
I would compare it too, because it's the same notion.
Yeah.
Well, that whole flashback nostalgia thing.
Yeah.
Yes,
definitely.
Flashback to episode one. I like how they animated that little segment there.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to see them in digital animation for once.
And then the preview of the next episode was like, was it Brock and Ash? Are they the ones teaming up? For some reason, that reminded me all the way back, like, it was like episode 6, because I don't know how many times they've actually tag battled, but it's like, I think early, that episode, like episode 6, was like the Moonstone one. It's like, you actually saw like the 2 versus 2 there, and then I was like, that was, it's kind of odd. They came up with that double battle that early, and then now they just kind of come.
Yeah, they never refer. They never referenced to that as that though.
Yeah,
it's a double battle.
It was just a free for all.
Like I said earlier, what's old is new.
Yeah, I think
that was just a coincidence there.
I think the first time they actually called a double battle was
AG14.
No, actually, there was one that they did a double battle that wasn't a game double battle, but it was definitely a double battle, and it was in the Orange Islands against Luana.
That is, I remember hearing about that too.
Definitely, I saw that episode. I remember that episode very clearly because I thought it was a cool concept, and then I thought I was very surprised when it appeared in the games.
Wasn't it the giant Pokemon episode?
No.
No. It was when Pikachu and Charizard went against...
That was for one of his the last Orange Island.
Yeah. It was Pikachu and Charizard went up against the Marowak in Alakazam.
Yes, episode 110.
Yeah.
And the Marowak's bone went flying around and hit it back in the face. Anyway.
Right. I remember it now.
Yeah.
I think I may have located the region.
Ooh, what is it?
All right. The name of the region is Shinnor, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Shinnor is a word that means epicenter, as in the epicenter of an earthquake. You've also got Shi, which is, of course, the number 4. Really, we've been told before that this would be somewhere north of the previous regions, I believe.
Yes.
Now, only a couple of years back, we had that huge earthquake in Japan in a region slightly north of the Kanto region.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking...
They really reference that? Do you think they would really reference that in the name? That seems like a bad thing to call back to. Maybe that's just me. I mean, I guess if that's what they...
It's also the center of Japan.
Well, yeah, that would be, make
so
more sense.
So you could say...
I don't
think this epicenter would reference center of country, though. One other thing Shinor can mention, there's two different kanji that you can build with it. Means, like, mysteries, basically. Weird doctrines.
Does that mean we're going to get more cool stuff this region?
We can only hope.
Mysterious cool things.
Everything is still in the writers' minds.
Well, putting it with mysteries kind of seems to fit in with mysterious dungeon. The whole rescue thing could fit in with an earthquake epicenter.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that could work.
I mean, Ranger fits in with both.
Yeah, very true.
The Ranger's whole thing is to protect Pokemon, people, and the environment, and hey, look, you've got a place known for earthquakes!
Yeah, it does seem kind of interesting. Ranger is supposed to be the road to Diamond and Pearl, and Ranger's all about, like, doing these missions, kind of, I guess it would make sense if they went, if not, like, the epicenter of an earthquake somewhere that's, like, kind of crisis-y. Maybe the region itself could be in crisis? I don't know. That would be
quite
really
possibly.
Cool.
I mean, there's a lot of kanji I could just build with Shin or Or, but I really don't know how they might apply here. I mean, you've got Or, which is like a mythical firebird goddess, which isn't quite a phoenix. Well, I mean, we've already had that reference. That's Ho-Or.
Yeah.
So, hey, I guess Ho-Or's female.
Anyway, so
you've got, of course, kings, old venerable guys, chase after Shin. You've got new. Well, that's weird. You've got.
I think I've had
both the kanji for new and old here.
Huh? Maybe it's not exactly old.
It's not the kanji for furui. It's Or, which is old as in old man. But you do have kanji for new and old combined here.
Maybe it's a little bit of the old, a little bit of the new? I like this.
The land of transitions.
I like the way this is sounding already.
Now,
although...
anything can happen here.
But in any case, AG-175, a very good filler episode. Well, actually, I don't know if you could consider this a filler or a real...
I think it was a filler with a twist of plot development. Character development. A tiny twist.
Yeah, it was a character building episode, so it was semi-filler.
Yeah. Kind of the best of both worlds there.
Yeah.
Doesn't move the plot any. But hey, at least they're in pewter now, right?
Yes. Everybody can't wait for that.
Yay.
I don't know if it didn't affect the plot any. We know Team Rocket is now stronger together, whatever. For them. I mean, it doesn't affect May or Ash or anybody else, but...
Yeah, mostly Team Rocket. Mostly Team Rocket episode.
Yeah,
interesting.
So Team Rocket's concerned, though, they're all good.
Yep.
Now they're all...
Till they do this again. Like,
it happens every, 300 episodes or so.
We can call it a lover's spat if you're a rocket shipper or some sort of three-way thing between Meowth, but that's just creepy and I won't get into that.
What are you trying to do? Get all the AGNPH people listening to us?
I guess I'm somebody who ships that.
Thank you very much, Hiles, for calling in. We'll have you on again, definitely.
Thanks again.
In the next couple weeks.
You're
welcome.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.
Later. That'll do it for Bulbcast episode number 13. I'd like to thank our two special guests, Collins, Winter and Hobbs 2222. And not to mention the date of this recording, Sunday, May 14th is the 1 year anniversary of PM. Let's give PM a round of applause for doing a wonderful job in bringing every single latest Japanese episode and English episode to you as well. And also today is Mother's Day. I'd like to wish everybody Happy Mother's Day.
Hey, Mom.
Yep.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody out there. Mm-hmm. Every mother out there, anyway.
Yes.
Right.
If you're not a mother, well, don't forget to wish your mother a Happy Mother's Day.
Yes.
Love your mother. She's been very kind to you, hopefully.
Right. Yes.
If not, be kind to her anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because she loves you whether she shows it or not.
It's hard work to be a mom.
Oh, yes,
indeed.
Yeah.
And
especially
in my opinion,
appreciate it.
Especially the mom of a fan geek of some sort.
That or the mother of large families. They
or
yeah.
anybody who owns a
credits.
Computer.
Or the mother of large fan geeks.
Oh, yes.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody. And for everyone here at Bulbacast, I'd like to invite you to email, because everybody wants your emails. We want your emails because they count, and they are really important to us. Bulbacast@bulbagarden.net is the email address if you want to send any questions to us whatsoever. Remember, we had that form in BMG. Please don't forget to visit our IRC homes, because we want you there. IRC clients, Java clients, remember, only you can control your own destiny in IRC. So do yourself a favor and please join them. The server is irc.datatunes.net, and the channels are pound Bulbagarden and pound Pokemonsters respectively. Pound Bulbacast is always open 1 hour before start time. We want you there. We want you to ask some questions. We want you to call in. We want you to spill your guts out. For everyone here at Bulbacast, I'd like to thank Arcade, PPN Steve, and Pi. I am TSS Killer, and we will see you next week for Bulbacast episode number 14. Good night, everyone.
Don't name me now.